That was fantastic.
Gracias. All right, it's a Tech Tuesday. Bridget Carey's on the line with us. You can find her at CNET.com. She's a senior editor. Social media, is it becoming a problem? There's something going on social media that we should be looking out for. Tell us, Bridget.
Well, it's really just something that has gotten a lot of buzz lately. You can thank a tweet by Donald Trump, but it's a concept that's been around for a long time. It's called shadow banning. And if you're not familiar with this part of the internet, it sounds very strange, like you could be shadow banned. It's a very spooky sounding thing. But what it is, I'll take you back in time. Back when we had web forums as our main thing, you know, before Facebook and Twitter, if you were on a forum and you were just not following the rules or being spammy, an administrator of the forum could, instead of kicking you off and saying you are banned, kind of secretly ban you, so no one else in the forum can see what you're typing anymore, and that way, you know, you kind of get bored that no one's interacting with you anymore. You think you're still posting, but no one sees your posts, and you might just move on. And the reason that they would do that, and a lot of places still do this in certain websites, is because if you are told you're kicked off, you might get upset, create a new account, and still be a jerk. And so this is what some folks, you know, do to kind of curb the baddies of the internet, so to speak. But the reason it's come up again is because there's been a lot of talk, I dare say a little bit of conspiracy, that, like, does Facebook, does Twitter do things to essentially shadow ban the users that, you know, and the accusation has been, are they doing it to people who have Republican views? It's a big accusation, and frankly, I think the term is being used wrong, because shadow banning means, you know, your messages are not seen by anyone, and you're never told, and they did it all the time on Reddit, but the truth is, your tweets, your Facebook posts, they're still being out there. But what they'll do instead is, if, say you are a Facebook group that has been violating rules, maybe your stuff won't be seen by as many people on their news feed, because they'll downplay your importance after getting so many reports about you. So you may kind of lose credibility and not be seen by, you know, everyone's news feed, essentially. With Twitter, it came up because of a search engine function. So if you're on Twitter searching for someone's name, oh my gosh, certain people, their names weren't coming up when they were being searched. And Twitter explained, all right, listen, we have this thing in place in an algorithm where if a lot of people are reporting an account as being abusive, we don't think it's a positive account. And so you had some prominent Republican figures who were being reported a lot, and they said, you know what, we shouldn't have done it that way. We're going to change it. So, you know, in search, if you type someone's name, you'll still see their name. I think you have this time where social media is trying to find a way to get rid of these trolls. But then what do you do when people are being reported unfairly? You know, how do you find that balance? Silicon Valley can't figure it out. That said, shadow banning itself is a word that's being thrown around very loosely. And if you do hear it in the news, you know, just kind of take a step back and, you know, put all this together.
Bridget, a quick question about this. All right, so let's say Facebook was doing it, just for the sake of argument. Let's say they were doing it. You mentioned it was by way of an algorithm, which would hint at the idea that it's the computer deciding what is banned and what isn't, as opposed to people. Is that true?
What they're saying is that it's not the content of the post, it's how many red flags about what people are doing to interact with it. Like if it's getting a lot of reports for being spam or bad, not so much what is being typed into these accounts necessarily. So I can't speak for, like, what Facebook does and doesn't do, but they're not outright, like, making you invisible. They're just simply making it so if you have a lot of reports of being someone who's sharing fake news or hoaxes,
they silence you.
They'll make it so maybe not as many people are seeing you when they turn on Facebook and look in their feed.
All right.
I got to ask you a question, and we didn't run this past you, so you may not know the answer. But speaking of your news feed, there was this status that everybody's supposed to copy and paste to say, you know, please respond to this, otherwise you're not going to show up on my feed. I do notice that it's like the same people all the time. What do we do to see the news feed of everyone we're friends with again?
You won't be able to. A while back, Facebook said like they can only show you 200 or so of your closest accounts, and I follow 800, so I'm not going to see every post on there. And what Facebook's doing is kind of judging, all right, who do you interact with the most? If you notice people who you click like on and comment on, there you get alerts for them immediately on top of your feed. And so why people were saying that was say, hey, if you comment more, if you interact with me more, Facebook will alert you more that I'm doing something. And that's true for pages, not just people, but, you know, for outlets. So that's kind of trying to hack the system, but doesn't mean it necessarily always works.
It was better the old way, wasn't it? I liked it better the old way.
I always just wanted to see what is out there. That's why I kind of go toward Twitter more, because it's not, you know, it's supposed to be just an in order as people post it, you know, a list of messages. Although that in itself feels like it's changing too, because you log on, it's like, you may have missed this from 2 weeks ago. I'm like, I don't care. I know what's happening right now.
Exactly. Now, what do you think about Facebook? I know that I don't use it as much as I did before. Do you think it's going by the way of MySpace?
A hard question, of course, to answer, but I do know that that people in general are just sick of it, and yet we kind of, a lot of people are used to going to it for, you know, their checkup of the day, but maybe people don't want to engage with it as much, and that's what Facebook's struggling with, how to get people to keep making content and wanting to engage on it when they're feeling kind of like, you know, just gross and bitter about being on this place where everyone's just angry all the time.
It has changed.
Yeah. So tone has changed. I know people go to Instagram more. They're feeling weird about their privacy. So people just use it just to consume news. So you can use it as the tool you want to use it for, and go in knowing that it is a tool and not something that should be, you know, something that is used against you to, like, suck all your information and be an advertising machine, because it's an advertising machine. That's what
Bridget,
it is.
Did you see, I don't know if you watched John Oliver's show this week tonight on HBO. Did you see it this past Sunday by any chance?
No, I missed it. I'll have to catch it.
All right. Part of the segment was about this, about Facebook. And I'm sure you've seen the ad of Facebook trying to make friends with everybody, saying in the old days of Facebook, it was this and then it became this. But we want to make it this again. So John Oliver's stance was, no, they did exactly what they set out to do. They were mining us for our information. That's what they intended in the first place. Do you agree with that or disagree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, they really were just out to get information to sell it to advertisers, and it's still that case. I mean, they can, but it's now they're kind of walking that line of, all right, so we can't collect as much as we used to, so how can we still get your trust and get you to use it more? And what you're seeing is more ways to maybe just interact with a really close group of friends, maybe your community, your neighborhood even, like the five houses near you might have their own group, or maybe your knitting community or something that you really are into, and then maybe you'll interact with them more. And so they're trying to make it more intimate instead of just this broad place.
Interesting. But they will still, I mean, truth be told, they will still, in some way, shape, or form, get your information to other sources, will they not?
Yeah, it's how they make money.
Yeah.
I mean, and as every week goes by, we hear another instance on how they were playing fast and loose with our information. So you can't just regain that trust quickly. So even if people do go on to chat with folks, I think that level of engagement will always be down, because people are now kind of wary.
Yeah.
Come back to MySpace. I'm telling you, I kept my account open.
It's going to be big.
I don't even know if it's still out there. Bridget, thank you so very much. You can find her at CNET.com. She's Bridget Carey. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much.
Catch you later. Thanks.
Quick break. News coming up. And don't forget, we have Scott Stapp tickets coming your way on 720 WGN.